Texas Children's Hospital to open first-ever detransition clinic under deal with DOJ. Texas Children's Hospital has been compelled to create the nation's first detransition clinic as part of an agreement with the Department of Justice and the Texas Attorney General's Office. The May 15 agreement, which also includes a promise to pay more than $10 million in damages and civil penalties, came as part of a resolution of a federal investigation into the hospital's gender-affirming care. The Justice Department will use every weapon at its disposal to end the destructive and discredited practice of so-called gender-affirming care for children, said Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche. Today's resolution protects vulnerable children, holds providers accountable, and ensures those harmed receive the care they need. According to the DOJ, the agreement includes millions allocated to resolve the allegations that it submitted false billings to secure insurance coverage for pediatric sex-rejecting procedures. The DOJ, however, reported that the hospital deserves credit for taking significant steps in cooperation with the agency. At all times during the investigation, TCH remained cooperative, proactive, and solution-driven, as highlighted by its multi-million-dollar commitment to providing care to the victims who most need it, the department said. The hospital addressed the deal, noting its position that the case has been plagued by falsehoods and distractions. "Today, we made the difficult decision to settle with the Texas Attorney General and the Department of Justice, closing a chapter that has been wrought with falsehoods and distractions," Texas Children's Hospital said in a May 15 press release. "To be clear, we are settling to protect our resources from endless and costly litigation. This settlement will allow us to redirect those precious resources to focus on the life-saving care and groundbreaking discoveries of our exceptional clinicians and scientists." The hospital said in its statement that it produced more than 5 million documents as part of the investigation and conducted internal and external investigations during the process. The investigation was led by the Justice Department's Civil Division Enforcement and Affirmative Litigation Branch. According to Associate Attorney General Stanley Woodward, the agreement furthers the DOJ's commitment to protecting America's children. Shumate said the department will continue its efforts to vigorously enforce federal law where children are put at risk. According to Texas Children's Hospital, "all reviews and investigations continue to support the facts. We have been compliant with all laws. We stand proud knowing we will always put our purpose over politics and that we have and will continue to follow the law." The agreement was reached between the hospital and DOJ just days after a federal judge blocked prosecutors from forcing a Rhode Island hospital to turn over records related to gender treatments for minors who identify as transgender. In her denial, U.S. District Judge Mary McElroy said the DOJ request for intimate medical details from one of this country's most vulnerable populations constitutes a drastic overreach of its investigative authority. Tom Gantert contributed to this report.